Hey everybody, Greg Laurie with some thoughts on the devil. I know we don't like to talk about him, but it's important to understand our adversary. Let me tell you something that might surprise you about Satan. He is quite orthodox in his beliefs. Now, let me explain. I'm not suggesting that he's a believer by any stretch of the imagination. Actually, he is the great opponent to God. But for instance, the Bible says the demons believe and tremble. The devil knows and the demons know that God is real. The devil is neither agnostic nor atheist. Number two, the devil believes that Jesus is God because in the temptation in the wilderness, he said to Christ, if you're the Son of God, turn this rock into a piece of bread. But a better translation would be, since you're the Son of God. The devil also believes the Bible is the Word of God. He hates it. He opposes it. But he knows it's true. And he also knows that Jesus is coming back again. We read in Revelation that the devil knows he has a little time. And that is why he is wreaking so much havoc in the last days. And yes, I believe we're living in the last days. So the devil is active, trying to cause trouble, trying to keep people from coming to Christ, trying to cause division among Christians. And on the list goes. If the devil and the demons are so motivated to do their dirty work as Christ is approaching, should we not as Christians be doing as much, if not more? Let's apply ourselves. Jesus is coming. Let's tell someone about him and engage them in a conversation about Christ. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this podcast. To learn more about Harvest Ministries, follow this show and consider supporting it. Just go to harvest.org. And to find out how to know God personally, go to harvest.org and click on Know God.